When she came downstairs, they ate together in the darkened room in the glow of a beeswax candle. She shifted in her chair and set her plate aside. "I want you to see my face when I tell you this," she said gently. His heart began to pound. The day she had told him she was pregnant, she had used the very same words. He hadn't been prepared then. Now he was. Only he didn't want her to be pregnant again. He didn't want to have to pretend to be happy. "I've been looking for an apartment and I found one," she said. "It was nobody's fault," she continued. "They'd been through enough and she needed some time alone." She wouldn't look at him, but it was obvious that she'd rehearsed the lines. It sickened Ishan, knowing that she had spent these past few evenings preparing for a life without him. He was relieved, and yet he was sickened. "Our baby was a boy," he said. "His skin was more red than brown. He had black hair, and he weighed almost 5 pounds. Priya looked at him now, her face contorted with sorrow. He had held his son, who had known life only within her, until a nurse knocked and took him away. He had promised himself that day that he would never tell Priya, because he still loved her then, and it was the one thing in her life that she had wanted to be a surprise. But the darkness of the blackout had changed the rules. "His fingers were curled shut, just like yours in the night," he continued cruelly. But Priya wasn't even listening anymore. She just sat there, looking at him as if he were a stranger. The game was over. The lights weren't coming back on.